Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
They work hard.
They earn it. Of course they do it. Eddie George, they're having a good time. So are we. Joel Bitonio, last year one of the best rookies in the entire NFL. In fact, Pro Football Focus' highest graded rookie in the league last season. He is back for his second year here with the Browns, and he's fired up about the shoe. Going to talk to us about his second offseason in the NFL. Spoke with the media after practice earlier this week.
Coach Penn the other day said he expects a big jump out of you in year two, and that's saying something because of how well you played in year one. So what do you think you're capable of in year two, and where would that show itself?
I think as a rookie it was a really solid year for me, and then I got lucky playing next to Joe, and Alex is back now. And I think for me in year two it's just the little details. You know, I know the offense now. The pass game is a little new, but it's still the same concepts, and now it's just getting better at the details, you know, every little step. And Coach Mueller's really been on me this camp about perfecting the technique and perfecting things, where last year he's like, oh, that's a good block. Maybe it wasn't the perfect technique, you know, and now it's like you be perfect so you can be better out on the field.
Hey, last year they just put you right at – you were at left guard, right?
Correct.
So Irving is, you know, much heralded as he can play here, he can play here, he can play there. But do you think that's more difficult for a guy to be put in different spots, whereas you went right into left guard?
Yeah, definitely different aspects. You know, I got lucky. Shanahan just kind of said, you're going to play left guard, and we're going to see what happens. And I went in there, and I'm like, all right, let's play left guard. I learned that. And for Cam, it's making him more versatile. So if something does happen, you know, he's going to be able to play everywhere, and it's going to help our line with depth. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, I think, a little bit more difficult for him. You know, he has to learn. If you're going from right guard to left guard or something like that, that might be a little bit better, easier. Mm-hmm. But going from right guard to left tackle, it's definitely tougher, but it's going to help him in the long run.
Well, what have you seen from Alex Mack just getting back on a tight spot?
I think it took him a couple games to get going, but now he's seems like the same old Alex. You know, he's battling out there. He's calling out all the plays. He's getting us aligned, getting us set up, and he's doing a really good job. It's going to be interesting to see how much they let him go in the preseason, but I think he's ready to go.
How much does he just make everyone else kind of feel comfortable?
Speaking for myself, he makes me feel really comfortable, you know, out there. Like, I feel like we have a good connection, and I know John and Mitch love playing with him, and Joe obviously knows what he's doing, but Alex helps out too. So it's just a continuity thing. I think we're very, very good, and we'll continue to improve on that.
Joe, how much better can this running game be this year with more experienced backs? You're in your second year, just kind of some continuity up front?
Yeah, I think it's everybody kind of working together, you know, if we can stay healthy, and we got a little bit more depth on the O-line now. It's good, and the running backs – you know, it takes time. It's like all 11 guys in this offense. You know, if we're on the ball, receivers have to block. Quarterbacks have to, you know, keep their fakes. And so for us to be in the system, the same running system, you know, another year, it really helps in that improvement. And, you know, I think if we do our jobs and we work the way we want to work, you know, the sky's the limit.
I know you're focused now on technique and what have you. Are all these running backs being down, does that make it more challenging just to get that continuity of what you're talking about, building upon it?
Yeah, in practice we don't really go live like all the time, right. So it's hard to tell exactly what's happening, you know, when we're cutting backside and doing things like that where it's going to open different lanes up. And for the O-line, we're kind of more – O-line tight ends, we're working with each other right now. And when we place the running backs in like preseason games and things like that, I think that would be better. I think right now, you know, get the injuries out of the way, so week one we're ready to go.
I think people assume that Cam would come in and maybe take John's spot, but John's getting all the reps with the ones right now. I mean, you talk about what you saw out of John last year and just what kind of fight he's going to put up.
John's a heck of a player, man. We sit next to each other in meetings, and he's kind of a mentor to me. You know, he's been in the league for a while, and he's playing guard, which is, you know, my position. And he had a really, really good year. I thought we had two of the better guards, you know, across the board. And he's been in the league a long time. You know, he's very technically sound. He's very he improved his athleticism last year, so he fits his offense a little bit better. And it's hard to come in. You know, if I had to come in and take John's spot last year, it would be tough. You know, luckily there was an open spot on the line. So it's going to be a battle if, you know, Cam wants to take it. But he's doing good things too. So I think it's going to come down, like I said, to the scrimmages, the games, and more life situations just to see what's happening.
Joel, when Alex went down last year, was there at first a kind of collective gasp in the room? Or what are we going to do now?
I think the biggest thing with that was we never seen him down. You know what I mean? Like, he's played so many snaps. He was kind of like Joe in that sense, where he's been playing forever without getting hurt. And just seeing a guy like that, it was like, man. And so, luckily, we're up on Pittsburgh already. So, that game, we kind of cruised through. And then we played Jacksonville, and it was kind of like hit by a train, you know, without him out there and stuff. So, it was definitely like a oh, crap, what do we do now type of moment. And it took us a while to recover from that.
And you're facing Jacksonville next week, a pretty good defensive front, so that was a...
Tough task. Oh, they were really good up front. They have some good linebackers and stuff like that. So it was hard to throw someone in, John, you know, who, and then Paul McQuistran at right guard. It just kind of threw us off a little bit. We'd all been practicing together with those five guys for weeks on weeks on weeks. So,
question about a change for you, and that would be you were working your way in with a quarterback who had one huddle presence style, mainly Hoyer last year. Could you characterize Hoyer's huddle presence and demeanor, and then comment also on McCown's now that you're getting used to that?
Yeah, honestly, I think they're both very good leaders in the huddle. You know, I think Hoyer took command of the huddle well, and he knew it was his team when he was out there. And he made some big plays for us. He sat in there, made some throws, you know, knew what protections we were in, and really got us moving as an offense. And then McCown's the same way, maybe a little more savvy just in the sense where he's been around for a few more years. So he's seen a little bit more, I think, and he started some games for us. But both of them are very, very good leaders. I love having them in there. I mean, McCown's, I don't know how many years older than me, but he's 35, I'm 23. So it's kind of a big difference. But I like him in there, man. He's a good guy.
Somebody said yesterday that that McCown kind of sees the same game the O linemen are seeing. I forget which one of you guys said that, but somebody on the O line said that you hear him communicating back there, and it's like he's in your head thinking the same thing you guys.
Yeah, him and Alex are on the same wavelength for sure. They know a protection. You know, he has some checks that he gets us through when he sees different coverages and blitzes, and you hear him and Alex saying it at the same time. You know, check this, and so they're really working together. And he knows it well, I think, because he has to protect himself. You know, and if he doesn't get us in the right protection, then it could be, you know, trouble for himself. So he's learned it well, and he has us kind of moving in the right direction.
Joel, the secondary has talked quite a bit of how they feel that they can be one of the best in the league. When you look at your offensive line, you know, Mike Pettine said you could have made the Pro Bowl last year. You got Alex back, of course, and Joe. Do you guys in that room feel like you can be one of the best lines in the NFL?
I think it's a different mentality for us. You know, I think we want to be the best that we can be because we have guys that are the best of the – Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, they're the best players at their position. And whatever the team needs us to do to win, if we need to drop back 50 times, if we need to run the ball 50 times, like, I think we're trying to, you know, take that on our shoulders. But I don't think it's like a goal like, oh, we have to have the best stats. It's whatever it takes to win the game. And that's kind of what our goal is as an O-line, and we're just kind of working to that, getting better every day.
Joel, you got to work next to Andrew McDonald a lot on Saturday. What have you seen from him? He's kind of a quieter guy out there.
Yeah, he's definitely quiet. He's different than Joe Thomas, obviously, but he's athletic, man. He can run now, and in this offense, you need someone that can run, and he's coming along well. I like playing next to him. You know, I thought we had some good combinations out there. We work well together, and he's really fighting for that, you know, kind of swing tackle position, and it's going to be. I'm excited to see him, you know, start playing some games and stuff.
I know this isn't your table exactly, but would you comment on how you think Johnny's coming along? You know, member of the same draft class, about the same age, and on the same unit and all that. How's he coming along?
Yeah.
How would he do if the team needed to turn to him?
His mentality's night and day from last year. You know, he's focused in the meetings. He's you know, determined to be better. And I think just the naked eye can kind of see how he's, you know, approaching practice and stuff. And he's trying to be a good football player. You know, he's frustrated when he does stuff bad. He's excited when he does stuff well. You know, and he wants to be the best. And I think, you know, that's the right mentality to have, and he's really improved that. He's you know, taking notes in meetings. He's on top of things. And, like, we're talking about McCown knowing the protections. You know, McCown's trying to teach him, and he's learning from him, and he's getting a lot better at it as well. So there's definitely an improvement, and I think these preseason games are going to be valuable for him just to get back on a field and kind of get his bearings back.
You guys all want to win, and the question comes up on our side a lot. Do the Browns have enough quarterback to win?
I'm 100% behind Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel and Connor Shaw and Thad, you know, whoever we put back there. And I think we got the tools that we need to be successful.
Joel Bitonio, part of what is considered to be one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, talking to the media there. When we come back, it's going to be a very special edition of the Friday Forecast. It's the Friday Forecast as it should be after a Taco Bell-induced coma. Put the kid on hiatus. He is back for the Friday Forecast. He wouldn't come to Columbus. He's a Michigan man. but he was back for the Friday forecast when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Eddie George's on High Street here, just a few short steps away from the Shoe.